Hey, everyone, and welcome back. So glad you could join us today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've all been there, right? You bring home some really fresh-looking food from the grocery store, maybe some nice steaks, and then, you know, a day or two later, it just doesn't look quite the same. It's kind of lost its luster, if you will.
Oh, totally. It's super frustrating, isn't it? And you think, what happened? I just bought this. Well, today, Alec and I are actually going to shine a light on an often overlooked culprit behind that common scenario: UV light exposure and its impact on fresh food, especially in packaging.
That's right. It's kind of like this invisible enemy lurking, you know, affecting not just how our groceries look, but also, for businesses, it really hits their profits too. So, speaking of those groceries, have you ever, like, bought a really beautiful bright red steak, you know, from the store? It looks perfect in the display case, right?
Oh, absolutely. Perfectly marbled, just glistening. You're like, yes, dinner is going to be amazing.
Right? And then you get it home, put it in your fridge, and maybe a day or two later, you pull it out and it's not so red anymore. It's kind of this unappealing gray brown. Even though you know it's still like totally safe to eat before the sell-by date, it's just lost its vibrancy.
Ugh. Yeah, that's such a common frustration. And it's not just at home either. Retailers face this every single day with products in their display cases. You see all these high-quality items, and then they just lose their appeal and ultimately their value right before your eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You just, you know, you expect it to last longer, or at least look good for longer.
Exactly. And the thing is, while sometimes it could be about, like, vacuum sealing affecting the color temporarily, often the real culprit here is that invisible enemy we talked about, UV light. Even a small amount from, say, store fluorescent lights can really degrade the appearance and freshness over time. It's subtle, but it's constantly at work. And it's not just about things looking, you know, ugh, or less appealing, Alec. Like, the impact of UV light goes way deeper than just cosmetic issues.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can see the steak turning brown and be like, okay, that's not ideal for presentation. But what else is really going on there?
Well, it's pretty insidious, actually. UV light can contribute to, like, serious rancidity in foods, especially meats with higher fat content. It also causes discoloration, yes, but beyond that, it actually breaks down important vitamins and minerals in the food.
Wow, so it's not just the look, but the actual nutritional value is compromised. That's a big deal.
It absolutely is. And for businesses, this translates into some pretty significant financial losses, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. When you think about it, the financial hit, it extends way beyond just like, oh, my steaks don't look good. Reduced shelf life means so much increased waste, right? And then if customers aren't drawn to something because it looks off, that's the decreased customer appeal, which obviously means lost sales.
Right. And then there's the whole, you know, nutritional aspect. If the nutritional value is compromised, that could potentially affect regulatory compliance, which is another huge headache for businesses.
Yeah, and just general increased spoilage costs, you know, they really eat into profit margins. It's not just a minor annoyance, it's a real hit to the bottom line. Okay, so we've talked about the problem and the financial hit. Now, let's put on our science hats for a minute. You know, like, what's actually happening at a molecular level when this UV light hits our food?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for the science.
So UV light, it's not just one thing, right? It operates on different wavelengths, and each one causes, like, specific types of damage. You've got UVA light, which it's the one that really penetrates the packaging and directly affects the food quality itself. Then there's UVB light, which, you know, it's known for breaking down vitamins and nutrients. And finally, UVC, which is actually often used for sanitization, but can, you know, be harmful in retail settings if it's present.
Right. So it's not just like a superficial thing. When this UV light hits packaged foods, it's not just causing surface level problems. the energy actually penetrates the product and it triggers these chemical reactions inside.
Yeah, totally.
And what happens then is it oxidizes fats, which leads to rancidity and those off flavors we talked about. It also breaks down proteins, which can cause texture changes in the food. And crucially, it destroys vitamins like A, C, and E. Plus, it alters color compounds, making products just look old or spoiled.
Which, you know, that goes back to the visual appeal. And our specialist even highlighted that meat products are particularly vulnerable. Like he said, and I'm quoting here, "Fresh meat shows a clear difference. The side exposed to UV light turns gray, but the protected side stays pink. It's quite dramatic." So, you know, it's a very visible scientific process playing out.
So that's the problem, right? The invisible enemy. But the good news is we don't just have to, like, accept this UV damage as an inevitable cost of doing business. There are actually really effective ways to protect our products and keep them looking great for customers.
Oh, thank goodness. I was getting a little depressed there thinking about all the sad gray steaks.
Exactly. One of the biggest things is modern packaging technology. Like, they're now providing these UV-absorbing additives that can be directly added to plastic sheets and films. And what they do is they actually absorb those harmful UV wavelengths and convert them into, like, harmless heat. So it's pretty neat. Our specialist mentioned that these UV absorbers filter light from 320 to 400 nanometers. And they're safe for food, won't change the packaging strength, and, this is huge, they stay fully recyclable.
Oh, that's really important for, you know, sustainability and everything. That's good to hear. And speaking of packaging, what about products where, like, changing the entire packaging just isn't, you know, feasible? Is there anything that can be done there?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm thinking about those, like, the Jamoni Vetical or the Serrano Ham, you know, those really high-value packs.
Right. Well, for those, or just generally, you can consider strategic labeling solutions. So you can place clear labels with UV absorbers right on the package's viewing window. This, it shields the top surface that gets the most light, but still provides that clear view of the contents, which is, you know, key, because consumers often buy with their eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely one of them. And what about, like, combining these solutions? I remember reading about modified atmosphere packaging, or MAP. How does that fit in?
Oh, MAP is fantastic when combined with UV protection. It creates, like, a double barrier against degradation. So by carefully mixing gases like CO2, nitrogen, and oxygen inside the package, it already helps extend shelf life. But when you add in that UV protection, it just really cuts down on those harmful effects of UV exposure, giving the food even more protection.
Huh, that's really smart. So we're thinking about the packaging itself, but what about the actual lights in the stores, though? Like, can changing the lighting help at all with this UV issue?
Oh, absolutely, Alec. That's a big piece of the puzzle. Complete lighting replacement might not be affordable for every retailer, but knowing your options is super key. LED lighting systems can significantly reduce UV output. They still provide that bright, attractive display that customers want, but without as much of the UV nastiness. And, you know, LEDs also use less energy and stay cooler than traditional fluorescent lights. So, bonus.
Right. I've noticed a lot more stores are switching to LEDs, probably for the energy savings too. But so they don't emit any UV light then, or is it just less?
Well, that's a good question. It's definitely less. LEDs emit significantly less UV radiation than traditional fluorescents, but they can still produce, like, trace amounts of UVA depending on their design. So even low-level UVA exposure can gradually affect really sensitive products like fresh meat during prolonged display. It's part of the solution, but it's not the entire solution, if that makes sense.
Okay, so it helps, but you still need the other protections. Got it. Now, we talked about all these amazing solutions for UV protection, but I'm guessing there's a downside, right? Like, this isn't free.
Oh, you got it, Alec. You are very astute. It probably comes as a surprise to literally no one, but the most challenging drawback of having UV protection on your products is, you guessed it, cost.
Knew it.
Yeah, our specialist mentioned that adding UV absorbers to plastic sheets can raise the cost by about 4 to 8 cents per pound. That can mean like a material cost increase of 5 to 10% or even more, depending on the price of the resin at that time. And those UV absorbing clear labels, they also come at a premium price.
So it's a real balancing act then between protecting the product and, you know, protecting the bottom line. How do businesses like figure out if it's worth the extra expense?
Exactly. It's all about that cost-benefit analysis. You have to calculate your current losses from UV damage, thinking about spoilage, markdowns, customer complaints, and then compare that against the cost of the UV protective packaging. You also factor in the potential shelf life extension and reduced waste, which, you know, can really add up.
And what about visibility? I mean, consumers really do want to see what they're buying, right? Does UV protection make the packaging hazy or anything like that?
That's a great point because product visibility is huge. UV protection can make packaging a bit hazy, but modern solutions are designed to keep products visible without losing that clear and attractive look that customers want. And also, we have to consider sustainability. When UV additives are used correctly in PET packaging, for instance, they don't inhibit recyclability. They're embedded in the plastic, they're food safe, so the material can go through regular recycling. It's really neat.
So it really sounds like the key here isn't just picking one thing, right? It's about a whole combination of strategies.
Exactly, Alec. You've got it. The key to solving UV damage isn't just picking between lux and protection or, you know, cost versus benefit. It's really about using the right mix of technologies for both. You have to identify your most vulnerable products first, like fresh and cooked meats, premium cheeses, ready-made salads, because, you know, they're super susceptible.
Right, like those steaks we talked about at the beginning.
Precisely. And then you explore that mix of strategies. It could mean using packaging with UV protection, adjusting the atmosphere mix with MAP or vacuum sealing, switching to LED lights in display units, and sometimes even adding preservatives can help. It's about working with partners who understand all these factors to find a solution that keeps your products and your profits safe.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that this invisible enemy of UV light has probably been costing businesses money for way too long. It's not just about like an ugly steak. It's about the actual bottom line.
Absolutely. By using the right protection strategies, you really help maintain product quality, extend shelf life, and honestly, maintain that visual appeal, which is so crucial for boosting sales. Your customers, your bottom line, and those perfectly marbled steaks will definitely thank you.
Couldn't agree more. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us and shining a light on this, Melody.
My pleasure, Alec.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you want to know more about food preservation and food packaging, be sure to explore more resources online. We'll catch you next time.